I was never so frightened as I am now. They have me sitting in the dark with only the light from the window to write by. They have put me in my own room. They have locked the door on me. They wanted Ruth to do it, but she would not. She said, "What? Do you want me to lock up my own mistress who has done nothing?" In the end, the doctor took the key from her and locked the door himself, then made her leave. Now the house is full of voices, all saying my name. If I close my eyes and listen, it might be any ordinary night. I might be waiting for Mrs. Brink to come and take me down to a dark circle, and Madeline or any girl might be there blushing, thinking of Peter, of Peter's great dark whiskers and shining hands. But Mrs. Brink is lying quite alone in her own cold bed. And Madeline Sylvester is downstairs weeping in a fit. And Peter Quick is gone. I think, forever.